Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
Sheree has been talking to Avion for the past 5 months.
He's like, I'll tell you who I am, but you have to follow my rules. It was like kind of 50 Shades of Grey.
We've been trying to figure out whatever we can about this guy, Avion.
He is my husband.
We've never had a married person cheating on their spouse as a catfish.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Neve!
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Sheree and Avion.
All right, we got an email here from Sheree. Dear Neve and Justin, my name is Sheree. I live just outside Baltimore. I'm a sales rep at a cell phone company, and I'm 26 and single. Easy now. I'm writing because I'm in a super messy situation right now. I've been communicating with this guy named Avion, who lives nearby, but will not reveal his true identity.
Red flag.
Yeah. 5 months ago, Avion reached out to me with a flirty text saying that I had sold him a tablet at work and that he was a fan of mine. He made finding out his identity a game where I had to put clues together in order to solve the mystery. I was into it. I went through all my sales slips trying to figure out who this guy was, but I came up with nothing. We kept messaging each other. The flirtation was juicy enough to where I could enjoy the fantasy of a mysterious, sexy stranger. Until a few weeks ago, he finally asked me to meet him face to face. I wasn't sure about it, but my roommate agreed to come with me, so I went. He was a total no-show. I began thinking that this whole thing might be some sort of prank. Avion and I exchanged some explicit photos, and now I know that I can't trust this guy, and I need to know who he is. I know this isn't your typical catfish love story, but I really need to figure this mystery man out. I hope you will help me, Sheree. Wow. If Avion wanted to get her attention and kind of make this fun game, like, he did a good job. And it would have all been leading to meeting up.
But he didn't show up.
But then he didn't show up. So it's like,
what is he doing this for?
Right. All right, well, let's call Sheree.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way, too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Justin Combs is back as my co-host on this episode. We just got an email from Sheree. She's a 26-year-old cell phone company rep who lives just outside Baltimore. 5 months ago, she got a flirty text from a guy named Avion who said that she had just sold him a tablet. He kept giving her clues about his identity and made it a game to try and figure out who he was. Sheree thought it was exciting and played along. Until a few weeks ago, when Avion suggested meeting face-to-face. But when the time came, he stood her up. Now, she thinks this whole thing might be a prank. She sent Avion some explicit photos, and she's worried she can't trust him. We're getting Sheree on the phone to find out more.
Yo.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Fine. It's so nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Justin.
Oh, I know who you are.
Justin laughs. Cherie smiles. Her tight curly hair is pulled up into a puff on top of her head. She's wearing a white t-shirt with a laced up front. The room behind her is painted white, with white chiffon curtains on the windows and a big screen TV hanging on the wall above the mantel. There's a gray sofa and an armchair upholstered in a blue and white floral print.
You live in Baltimore?
Yes, like right outside of it, pretty much.
Okay, so your email is a little different.
I would say it's more of a spicier story than usual. 5 months ago, I got a text message from this guy, and he's like, I came to your store, I purchased a tablet with you. I don't necessarily ever give my number out at work, so I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's going on? But I kept entertaining the situation because it turned into like a little mysterious 50 Shades of Grey type situation. So I'm like, okay, this is cute, I'm 26, I'm single, like, you know, let me mingle a little bit. But the thing is that he would not give me his name at first. This literally turned into like some like sexy Rumpelstiltskin type of, you know, stuff. It's like, say, like a little picture and I'll give you my name, you know, being flirty. So it turned into like a little exchange of pictures and stuff like that. He gave me his name, Avion.
And have you talked to Avion on the phone?
No, I have not.
And what about like social media? Does he have any of that?
No, I Google searched the photo. I Google searched the name. Literally could not find one single Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, anything that was literally under that name.
So what do you know about this guy? Do you know what he does?
He says he's a contractor.
How old is he?
He says 29.
Do any of your friends know him? Have they heard of him?
Yeah.
No, and I'm asking my coworkers, like, which one of y'all gave him my phone number? Which one of you did that? But nobody owned up to it.
You live close to each other. There's no reason you shouldn't meet up. So you, what was the plan?
So after I got his name, he asked me to meet at a hotel with him. And of course, I had like a million reservations about that. So I sit at the bar for a little bit, but I don't see anybody like within resemblance to him. So I finally get up. I go to the desk because he also ordered a room too. And I had a picture of the reservation on my phone.
He had texted you the reservation, like confirmation?
Yes. So I give it to the guy at the front desk. So he looks up at me and he's like, miss, I think your reservation is fake. I'm texting him like, what's going on? I don't get like any reply at all. So I wake up the next morning and he has the absolutely terrible BS excuse like, oh, I got pulled over, I got a DUI and all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh, what's the odds?
What about the fake reservation? Did he ever respond about that?
He keeps on trying to reassure me that it was a real reservation and that he went to the hotel and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
Right. So you've got what on one hand feels like a creepy secret admirer.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, kind of feels like someone who could just be messing with you.
Right. At this point, it's getting serious because you have photos of me. So it's like, now I got to figure out who you are. Why did you want my photos? Like, what's the purpose of all this?
And so somehow he got your number and he seems to know enough about you that at least he knows you work at a cell phone store.
Yeah.
Now, is your social media public?
Yes, all of them.
So if I wanted to, I could find your Instagram. I could probably see where you work and obviously who your friends are.
Yeah. But after a while, he started telling me information that you can't find on Facebook.
Oh, like what?
Like eventually, like he said that he actually knew my mom. And my mother does not give out her government name to anybody.
Wow.
She usually lets everybody like call her mom or some nickname.
And he knew her by her government name?
Yes.
So it could be someone from your past?
Yes.
You've got me hooked.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to find out who Avion is.
Okay.
You already did some searching, but maybe there's some more we can do.
Either way, we got you, though.
I hope so.
See you soon.
All right. See you, Neve.
Bye.
Cherie hangs up.
Man, I kind of feel that it's someone around her that for some reason just wants to play a trick on her. But why, though?
Right. It's unclear what the motive is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out who this guy is. Plus, you know, she's single. Could be good for you. Get you that unlimited data plan.
Justin cracks up and puts his head down on the table.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, let's do it.
Justin and I have landed in Baltimore, Maryland. Now we're taking the 15-minute drive to Cherie's house in Odenton.
Cherie and Avion. Whoever this person is could have a big crush on her, and they're too afraid to meet in person. Or it could be someone messing with her.
I feel it's definitely someone she knows, though, because he or she, whoever Avion is, knows a lot of just deep information.
We turn onto a tree-lined street with small houses set back on bright green lawns. I pull up to Cherie's house and park behind a large boat in the driveway.
All right. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom of this.
Let's do it.
Justin and I walk up the steps leading to the red front door and knock. Cherie immediately opens the door.
Whoa.
Hey, Nene.
Whoa, she was ready.
Cherie is wearing a black and white striped jersey dress, brown sneakers, and huge gold hoop earrings. She leads us into the living room. Cherie and I sit down on either end of the gray L-shaped sectional couch, and Justin sits in the floral print armchair.
All right, let's get into it. All right, so tell us again how this all started.
Okay, so like it first started, I was at work one day, and I get this text message from this guy like, hey, girl, I've been watching you. And I'm looking like,
whoa, see, you didn't tell us that.
Initially, I'm just like straight, who is this? And he's like, I'll tell you who I am, but you have to follow my rules.
Well, so he set it up from the beginning as like a game.
Yes. And so he's like, you know, you send me a picture, da 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 da, and I will send you my name. Now this is like all the way a game. So like we're flirting and stuff like that. And eventually that was how I got like the small pieces of information that I did end up getting.
What kind of pictures did he ask you for?
Like explicit, like, you know, like rated R pictures of me, stuff like that.
You out there.
Well, what did he send you back?
I mean, a few downstairs pictures, I guess, if you want to call them. Like, you know, like I said, it was like kind of 50 shades of grayish.
I'm just amazed that you've gone along with this so long without
knowing this guy. Well, after a while, I had to. Because it's like, you have my photos and stuff like that, and I don't know what you might do. Because, I mean, guys get a little vengeful at times. And that's at the same time, if it's a guy. Because this might be like a whole female that absolutely hates my freaking guts that I don't know of or something like that, that's trying to get back at me.
When you Google searched him and put the pictures, nothing came up?
Nothing. Google searched the photos, Google searched the name, Facebook search. Wow. I've literally searched everywhere.
Well, let's see a picture of this guy.
Okay.
Cherie takes out her phone and comes to sit down next to me. There's a picture of a very handsome guy with a high top fade and a beard. He's wearing a blue t-shirt. The photo looks like a professional headshot.
This is like a hot guy model. Dude. And then do you have the reservation, the hotel thing in here?
Yeah, I do.
Cherie shows us a reservation confirmation for a hotel near the Baltimore airport. The name on the reservation is Avion Whitaker. One room for one night.
Yeah, it does look like a
It looks choppy.
It does when you look closely.
Yes.
But at first, it's pretty convincing. I mean, if
it is.
If someone said this to me, like, I wouldn't look that closely. I would think it was legit.
Yes.
What about your text with him?
Are you sure you want to see those?
Oh, for sure.
Some of it is absolutely very explicit.
Cherie goes to her texts and scrolls back to the beginning of her message chat with Avion. She plays with her earring while I start to read.
Okay, so February 5th.
Yeah.
I want you bad, girl.
Right.
Wow. Who this? First of all, we're going to set some rules.
Yeah, see?
Woo! I'll let you know who I am when I'm ready, if I'm ready, because I don't want to mess up what I'm trying to do.
He's about his business.
And then you said, I don't know, you might kill me or something.
Cherie bursts out laughing.
He liked it. The only thing I'm going to kill is that pussy.
Wow.
Cherie covers her face with her hands.
And then he wrote, consensually, which is incredible.
No, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, are you into this?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
He's clearly trying to take control.
He wants to be a
dominant. And I don't like that, because that's not usually my position in anything. Usually I'm the dominant one in most of like all of my relationships. I feel like that's what made me spiral into the situation, because I'm not in control of it.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time trying to get in control of it.
Do any of your friends know about the freak side of you?
Cherie smiles.
Oh, yeah, my friends know.
Because it would take a lot of balls for someone who doesn't know that you're into this sort of thing to come at you that hot.
Yeah.
Cherie nods.
Let's do some research. Let's see what we can find out.
Let's do it.
50 Shades of Grey on.
That's another
there
one.
Goes.
Here we go.
We all get up and walk to the door. Justin turns to Cherie.
You're in good hands.
Justin and I are in the car driving back to our hotel on a beautiful tree-lined highway.
That was crazy.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Man, he was talking spicy. She should have definitely took more steps before sending pictures and sending stuff just to protect herself.
I mean, she did. She let her curiosity get the better of her. And now she's in a situation where she's compromised. And she's afraid of this person and what they could do. And I'm concerned for her.
Justin and I are sitting at a large white table in the center of the living room in my suite, recapping the story we just heard from Cherie.
Let's crack this case. All right, so Cherie and Avion. 5 months ago, Cherie gets a random text from an unknown number. He says, hey, girl, you're going to play this game with me. I'm not going to tell you who I am. but you're going to do things that I want you to, and maybe I'll slowly reveal who I am. And it worked. She kind of liked not knowing.
And it has to be someone that's close to her because he knows her mother's first name.
Right. He either knows her, has met her, or is simply, like, observing her.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so let's see what we can find.
I open my computer and read an email we just got from Cherie.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wish I had more, but this is all the information I have on Avion. His full name is Avion Whitaker. He's 29, and he's from Odenton. Here's his number. All right, so let's just do an image search.
I drop in the photo of Avion in the blue t-shirt into Google image search.
All right, here we go. Nope, no match. Okay, let's try this next picture.
This is a profile shot. Avion's wearing glasses and a long-sleeved black shirt.
Let's see.
No. All right, so let's search the number. So this one's a Maryland number, Odenton, right? And no name. And it comes up as a landline, which probably means that it's a text app.
Huh. And a text-free app, it could be any random area code, right?
Yeah. No, you can pick that from anywhere. I mean, I'm assuming it's not him in the picture and his name's not Avion. The only thing that seems to be true is that he might live in Odenton because he knew she worked at a cell phone company. All right. So let's look for Odenton. Is it possible to post something on an Odenton bulletin board and say, can anyone tell me who this is?
I enter Odenton, Maryland into the Facebook search. A group called Odenton Citizens Group comes up with 518 members.
What's this one? It's an Odenton community group. Here we go. This is a group for the Odenton, Maryland community. Feel free to post whatever you would like. I'm going to post this photo. My name is Neve, and yeah. I make a show called Catfish Looking for Avion Whitaker. Anybody know this man?
I add the photo of Avion in the blue t-shirt.
All right, let's do it. Post. So what else can we even look at?
Someone messaged you.
Oh, here we go.
Someone replied to my post.
I saw your post on Facebook. Do you have a number I can call? From Monica Whitaker. Same last name.
Wow.
Interesting. I message her back.
Okay. Hey, Monica, please give me a call. Okay. Delivered. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, is this Monica?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Speaking to Neve. I'm glad you reached out. We've been trying to figure out whatever we can about this guy, Avion, and you share a last name with him.
Yeah, I do, actually. He is my husband.
Justin and I exchange a look.
So you're married to a guy named Avion?
I am married to a man that has been using the name Avion. I actually caught my husband a while ago using texting a woman and he's been using this name Avion. He told me that he stopped, but apparently he hasn't.
Well, what was that woman's name? Do you remember?
I think it was Sherry. I don't know. I saw tons of messages, photos, videos, all kinds of nasty, disgusting things.
I see. So that's not your husband in the photos?
No.
Got it. Well, this must be upsetting for you. I'm sorry that you're having to deal with this.
Justin nods seriously.
He told me that he would stop, and he's definitely lying. Maybe I can get your help. Can we meet in person?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you guys?
That would be great. We would love to talk to you.
Okay. As long as you're not bringing, some comrade Ash, Cherie, whatever her name is, but I don't want to talk to her.
Justin makes a face.
Okay. No, we'll come talk to you, just us.
Okay. We can't meet in my house. Are you able to meet in Odenton?
Sure. You can just text me on this number when you're ready and we'll be over there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Monica. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Whoa. So pretty messed up that this married dude started this fake account. I don't know that we've ever had a married catfish. Catfish don't tend to be
and the
married.
Wife got him, called him red-handed.
That's a catfish first. This is now like a much trickier situation.
Yeah.
Because she's clearly upset. Oh, she texted me. Hey, it's Monica. I can meet you at Towser's Branch Park in an hour. Okay. I think we just gotta go talk to this lady.
Let's do it.
If there's any information for us, Monica's gonna have
it. Yeah, she's gonna have all of the tea.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances,
services, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow, this story just took a crazy turn. A woman named Monica Whitaker responded to a message I posted on Facebook. She says she's Avion's wife, but it's not Avion. That's just the name he's been using to talk to Cherie. Monica caught him red-handed, and he swore it was going to stop. Now she's pissed, and we're going to go meet her to get more information on this married catfish.
I don't think we've ever had a married person cheating on their spouse as a catfish.
This is some home-wrecking shit. You might have put Mr. Whitaker on blast.
Well, she saw that quick. I mean, we posted that on the thing, and I guess right away she's recognized the photo because she saw that that was what he was using.
Miss Whitaker, we are coming for you.
We turn into a beautiful park with huge trees at the far end of a big lawn. We pull up to a wooden fence and park. Justin and I get out of the car and scope out the area.
Oh, here's a car.
A silver SUV is driving fast on the road above us, heading our way.
I think it looked like a guy driving. Could be wrong. Oh, wait a second. No, that is a guy.
Could just be parking.
Is it a guy?
Yeah, I think he had nothing to do with it.
Oh, he's coming. He's part of the basketball squad. All right.
Catfish, where are you? We're really waiting.
Oh, wait a second. I got a text.
Oh, shit.
I thought about it. I'm sorry for wasting your time, but I can't blow up my marriage on national TV. I have kids to think about. If she doesn't want to come on the show,
really
then she definitely doesn't want him coming on the show.
I say ask one more time. Maybe a phone call, conversation. We can find out who the guy is.
All right, so let's see if she can speak.
Closure.
I text Monica, would you at least be willing to speak with us on the phone?
So she knows who has her nudes.
Let's go tell Cherie what we found out, and hopefully Monica will get back to us.
There's nothing else to do right now. We get back in the car.
Oh, there it is. What'd she say? No, please leave my family alone. She knows he's a married man, and she's getting what she deserves.
See, it's deeper.
I don't want to think Cherie is lying to us, but why would she talk to this guy if he's weird and mysterious, somehow ends up revealing that he's married? Like, what is she doing?
Does she know who he is?
We got to go talk to her, because this is crazy. Maybe we're not getting the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, you never know who you can trust.
But is she even a credible source? Because we didn't even know who that
is. Right, well, that also could be the catfish.
Yeah.
Right? She could be making this up. This could be a decoy for her to avoid coming clean. Now I don't know who to believe. I don't know. I think the two most likely scenarios right now are that Monica's telling us the truth, and her husband has been cheating with Cherie.
And Cherie knows.
Or Monica is Avion and made up this whole husband nonsense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's always been Monica, and she just made up the Avion. Well, I didn't think to question her when she first called. She sounded like a woman in despair. Something's gonna reveal itself. When we get there and we talk to Cherie, like, there's more.
Yeah.
Let's call Cherie.
Yes, hello?
Hey, it's Neve and Justin. We wanted to come meet up. We're a little unclear about some details, and we're hoping you could clear some things up.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, great. We'll be over there in a little bit.
All right.
Justin and I are on our way back to Cherie's house.
Moment of truth. Has Cherie been hiding something from us?
The last minute cancellation with Monica. She didn't come, so how credible is she?
Right. Who do we believe? Let's get to the bottom of this.
We pull into the driveway and walk up to the front door.
Hello, honeys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Take you guys outside. Sit down.
Cherie leads us through the living room out to the enclosed back patio. We all sit down around a large glass table.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We're still trying to figure this out.
Okay. Get on the ball.
But we've got some stuff to talk about. So okay. Let's show you what we looked at.
I open my computer and pull up the search we did of Avion's phone number.
We went and checked the phone number. It told us that it's probably just a text app. But that is a phone number for Odenton. So that sort of could mean something or could mean nothing. So then we thought, Odenton's a small community.
Yeah, it's a small area.
But we just thought, let's post something on the Facebook community page.
Right.
Someone's bound to
say, yeah,
have something to say, right? So we put up this post.
I show Cherie the message I sent with the photo of Avion in the blue t-shirt.
And then someone will send me a message. And the message was from Monica Whitaker. And it said, saw your post on Facebook. Do you have a number I can call? Now, obviously, I don't have to tell you when I saw this person's name that, like, I assumed that there was a connection.
Right.
So I gave her my number and she called us. We had a very brief conversation.
Okay.
She's married to Avion.
Oh, snap.
Whitaker.
She said, my husband has been pretending to be Avion. That's not his real name.
Cherie makes a face.
Yeah.
And that I caught him talking to you. She knew
right.
you. She knew who
yeah,
you
she
were.
She definitely knew you.
And I saw that he was using the pictures of this other guy and told him he's got to stop. And I thought he had stopped, but then I just saw that you guys are out here still looking for Avion, so I figured he hasn't.
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, what can you tell us about him? And she said, will you meet me? I'd rather talk about this in person.
Okay.
So then we drive all the way out to this park.
Yes.
And finally she texts me, I thought about it. I'm sorry for wasting your time, but I can't blow up my marriage on national TV. Please leave my family alone.
Ooh.
She knows he's a married man, and she's getting what she deserves.
Cherie gasps and puts her hand over her mouth.
Ooh, I didn't do nothing.
Did you know he was married?
No.
Why would she say that?
I have no idea. Honestly, if I found out that my husband was messaging a woman and I found out who she was, I would have reached out to her.
Justin nods.
Now look, all I know is that a woman called us. We spoke to a woman.
Yeah, for sure.
So check this out. There's a chance that Avion is Monica.
Out.
And in an effort to try and get us to leave this whole thing alone and stop pursuing them, figured, I'll reach out to them, tell them I'm his wife, and to leave it all alone and hope
right.
that they go away.
And she tried to bring, like, the family into it.
Right, so make them feel bad. Right, exactly.
Sympathize for her.
Right.
Well, I don't.
She's being manipulative.
She did call you a homewrecker on the phone.
Ooh.
Cherie does not like that at all.
How dare she?
Yeah.
We searched the number.
The only thing we haven't done is because we didn't think of it was search Monica's phone number that she called us on. So let's just do that.
I enter the number.
It says was recently a landline, which usually
means...
Yeah,
so it's definitely fake.
That it's fake. So
yeah.
If Monica's phone number is a text app and she's trying to tell us that she's married to this guy and to leave it all alone and go away, Monica's probably Avion.
Yeah, most likely.
Cherie nods. She's holding it together, but looks confused and upset.
So I don't know what else that, you know, we don't have anything else we can search. So we can just try calling Avion.
You could try that.
Have you ever tried calling him?
No.
I dial the number.
We're sorry. This person is not available right now.
Right.
Of course you're not.
Let's just try texting.
Hey, Avion, this is Neve from Catfish TV show. I'm here with Cherie and hoping to speak with you.
All right. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Oh, text. Hey, this is Avion. I know you're in town and I'm ready to meet Cherie.
Cherie makes a face.
Can you meet me in Odenton tomorrow? So wait a second. So all of a sudden now...
You want to meet.
He wants to meet.
I text back.
Yes, we can. But how do we know you'll really show up? What? He just sent a screenshot of someone else's conversation. ... I was supposed to meet the catfish show, but I stood them up. I told them to leave us alone. It's over. Whoa. Okay, so wait. He just sent us a screenshot of his conversation with presumably his wife. And he wrote back, huh, what do you mean? What's going on? And then they wrote back, it's over. And then he said, okay, but I want to come clean. And then they said, well, I don't. And there is another number here. It says it's a text plus number.
I'm on it.
Shuri enters the numbers into the search engine.
Let's see.
Wait.
Where's this?
Did we see that one already? That's the same one Monica had.
Okay, so that's also a fake number. So that also might be a fake message.
Two fake numbers.
Wow. Is he texting himself? Like, is Monica texting herself?
You can definitely do that.
That's pretty sophisticated. All right, well, either way, that's a somewhat convincing screenshot that, like, he and his wife were talking about this. If that even is his wife. I mean, this could just be two catfish arguing about whether or not to come clean.
For sure.
I text back.
Okay, well, meeting up and explaining all this will do everyone a lot of good. Just give us a time and place.
Please.
Oh, I'm not sure how much good she deserves.
Oh, wow.
Dang, what did I do?
Shuri laughs. She's so confused. What's the deal with this woman?
What did you do?
So I don't know. I swear to God, I go to work and I come home, y'all. I swear.
Why they hitting on you?
Well, then.
I have no idea.
I text back.
Do it for yourself. All right, well, we made contact. They want to meet. I think we just have to hope they follow through.
I would actually like to clear my name. I'm not a homewrecker or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, also that. And also just have a clear conscience and know that you don't have to constantly be, like, waiting and worrying that someone's going to mess with you or post your photos. Or,
exactly, because if I know who you are, you'd be a lot more hesitant about what you post about me.
Right. All right, so look, as soon as we hear something back, I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
We all walk back through the house to the front door.
Hang in there.
You guys' time. I'll try.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Yeah. See you later.
Justin gives Shuri a hug.
Bye, guys.
Justin and I get back in the car.
Who is he? Who is Avion? Is Monica and Avion the same person?
Be anything. It's very hard to make any sense out of this from any angle.
Yeah.
It's like a house of mirrors.
It's the next morning. I'm sitting in a large red armchair in the living room of my suite. Justin is across from me on the gray couch.
All right, well, today is the big day.
Yes, sir.
No check-in yet from Avion.
Is Avion and Monica the same person? I feel it's the same person.
In which case, it's probably, well, Monica may not be her real name, but
it's a girl.
Probably a woman.
Yeah.
Who is posing as a man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to text Avion. Good morning.
Avion.
When and where are we meeting? Whoa. Whoa. That was fast. He said, you can meet me at I'm here. Come whenever.
Let's go.
Okay, great. We will be there. Okay, cool. Let's call Shuri. Good morning.
Good morning, Neve. How are you?
I just texted Avion, and he texted right back, gave me an address, and said he's there and we can come meet him.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you guys are.
All right, so we're going to come scoop you, and then we'll all just drive over there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we'll see you soon. Put your Tims on.
Sherry hangs up. We're ready to make this happen.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
We pull up in front of Sherry's house. She comes out immediately. She's wearing a white t-shirt that's tied in a knot around her waist, a floral print wrap skirt, and sandals.
Oh, there she is. Wow, she is RTG.
He was ready.
Justin moves into the back seat, and Shuri gets in next to me.
You're not messing around.
Never.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm here for business.
What do you expect? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm really having, like, a WTF moment in my head. Like, I feel like that's how it's going to be. First of all, you have a wife. Yeah, so nah. And you have kids.
Well, we don't know if that's... I mean, he's never told that to you. Now, obviously, why would he? But...
But then it's like you lied about a whole family and kids and a wife and...
He got his wife coming after you. She's mad.
Yeah, and I'm a homewrecker and stuff.
What are you actually trying to get out of this?
Well, one, I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind.
Okay.
I need all of the photos pretty much deleted. And I also want to know the reason behind all this. I'm just hoping that it goes... No, there's no smoothly. You have my photos. I feel like there's malicious reason behind it, so... I can't get that part out of my mind, to be honest, so it makes me very concerned.
We're driving through a neighborhood of small houses set back on bright green lawns with lots of trees.
Well, it's just around the next turn, and we're basically there.
Now Cherie seems nervous. She looks down at the heart monitor on her watch.
Damn, my heartbeat right now, I'm at 112. Ooh, I think my hands are shaking. Oh, it's real. Oh my God. All right.
We park in front of a white two-story house. There are children's toys scattered around the front lawn.
Do we get out now?
All right, let's do this. Okay, here goes nothing.
Justin and Cherie stand on the sidewalk, and I walk up the porch steps to the front door and knock. I wait. Nothing happens. And then suddenly, the white garage door starts to rise. Justin calls out to me.
Neve! Neve!
Uh-oh.
We watch the garage door open.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Okay, what the hell's going on? We're here at the house where Monica and Avion told us to meet. We all think that they could be the same person. Cherie just wants to get the truth and to make sure her photos are deleted. No one answered the door when I knocked, but the garage door just opened and Cherie is shocked to see who's waiting inside.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. No, absolutely did. Like, I gotta be boo-boo the fool. Like, no.
A guy in a wheelchair sits in the back of the garage. He has long brown dreadlocks and a beard. He's wearing a long-sleeved gray t-shirt and blue jeans. He smiles.
You really fell for this?
Who is this?
No. And
you forgot me, right?
An old friend of mine who doesn't know his place.
You forgot me?
We ready to go.
What's going on? Who is this guy?
Somebody I was literally just old friends with.
What happened?
Yeah.
He comes to the entrance of the garage. Justin, Cherie, and I stand apart from him in the driveway.
She asked to borrow some money from me, and I haven't heard from her since.
That is so childish.
All right, so hold on a second. What's your name?
My name's Buddy.
And you guys go back as friends?
Only like, a little bit, about 3 or 4 years, but we're honestly not that
about
close.
About 5 years.
Okay. So you guys were friends.
Uh-huh. We used to hang out.
And close enough that you lent her some money here and there. How much do you think you lent her?
A couple $100.
First of all, I didn't ask you for anything. This man blew up my phone one day and I didn't answer, so he went into my account and paid my bill and then told me I need to pay him back because he thought that my phone was off. Now I'm borrowing money from you?
You definitely asked him.
You didn't
help.
Specifically say, can I borrow money? He just...
I didn't ask him to pay my bill.
It said it was off.
Well, so wait, so what did you want?
I wanted my money back. That's all this was for. That's what started Avion. There were several days where she said, I'll bring you your money this day. Oh, my check's funny. I'll bring you money this day. My commission check's short. I'll bring you your money this day. And it's been months, and I haven't heard a word from you.
Because at this point, you're saying it's about being friends. Do you really think that the money has something to do with it? You're a shitty friend.
On my side.
Like, you're all pressed for a friendship. I don't care.
When you say, I have $50 for you on Friday
because I owe you,
my word
is that I don't fuck with you.
And then I don't hear from you. And you spent the money, you spent the Lyft money to go see this fake person. But you couldn't put the money in your friend's hand.
Cherie mimes tears coming down her face with her fingers.
You know what? I owe you a goodbye and I have a nice motherfucking day.
Buddy just stares at Cherie.
Wait, hold on. Were y'all just friends? Strictly friends?
Yes, nothing more than that. I wouldn't let this man touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. You don't like her?
No.
You're not
That's
no,
my friend. That's my homie.
You never had interest
in
her? No. Okay. Well, that's confusing. Your initial interaction with her as Avion was very sexual.
It was because in the beginning, I was just saying the worst things I could say. And then she started sending these nudes. Like, I didn't think she would carry on as far as she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she says you were asking for that.
I wasn't. You offered them up. And so I said, sure, I'll take those. And I'm telling you, these was the nastiest things I have ever got
Go
in
ahead,
my life.
Continue lying.
Like, that's fine.
I'm waiting.
I saw your insides.
I've never seen.
At the end of the day, we're not friends, so all of this converse right
that.
Here really
that's
doesn't
why
matter.
Avion,
so I'm going to go ahead and let you
know. I know,
go.
That's why Avion's
here. Go ahead, continue.
And
here,
that's
and
why
I'm
Monica
wait,
came
and
up with Avion for me.
Who came up with
Monica. She's a friend of mine. I have had a partner
so
from
who,
the beginning.
Who is this? Who is she?
Wait, hold on.
First
is
of
Monica
all, he
real?
Has no wife named Monica. He knows nobody named Monica. He just told you guys I've known him for years.
I mean, you can knock on the door and see and talk to her.
All right, so hold on a second. We know her name's not Monica. Who's helping you?
I feel like it's Desiree.
Wait, well, who's Desiree?
Buddy smiles.
Some female friend that he has. Do I look, y'all think that I know that, like, I know this whole situation, so I'm saying, like...
We don't know shit, so can I...
You can talk if she'll answer.
Let me see if she'll come out.
I walk through the garage and knock on the door to the house. After a moment, the door opens a crack.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Desiree, right?
Yeah.
We're just trying to get the whole story here. I don't know to what extent, but you're involved. So... It would be helpful if you wanted to talk to us, but if that's something you're okay with.
Yeah.
Desiree finally opens the door and comes out and smiles sheepishly. She has shoulder-length straight black hair. She's wearing a floral print strapless dress. Tattoos cover her right arm, and a necklace with a diamond B hangs around her neck.
All right. So I'm just trying to get the story. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
This is pure comedy.
How do you guys know each other?
I actually physically take care of him legally. Oh. Like, I'm his caretaker, his aide.
And you knew Cherie then as well?
Only through him.
Okay, just through him.
Yeah.
She was my neighbor around the same time Cherie was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She lived in the building above me.
Third floor.
That was a few months ago?
Yeah.
Look, this is a lot. Let's go inside.
Go ahead.
I can do that, and we can talk about the rest of the situation.
Okay.
Can you come on and have a seat?
We all follow Desiree into the living room. It's a large, open space with a kitchen on the far end. Cherie, Justin, Desiree, and I spread out on the L-shaped gray leather couch. Buddy sits across from us in his wheelchair. Cherie picks at her fingernails, looking very annoyed.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, so let's find some common ground here. Your motive for this was that you felt you were owed money.
Right. So, she's a bad person, basically. So let's just say all the worst shit we can say and see how she responds. I would ask Desiree, hey, what should I say? And Desiree, being a female, would be like, well, say this and say that. And then she'll block you, and because I wouldn't want anybody to talk to me that way.
But if someone does something that you don't like, it doesn't give you permission to do something else wrong.
I feel like it does. This, you don't have any integrity. Like, you think that it's okay, like, to just take from people and just keep it moving like you don't know me. I didn't expect it to just keep escalating.
And initially, we thought it was funny, and we were just kind of like, just let's see how far we can go with this kind of thing.
Because as a black woman, that's the right thing to do. But we can continue.
Desiree smiles.
It was funny.
I really don't even know why we have her in the room, and I would actually much more prefer if she wasn't here at all.
She is Avia. That's what I'm saying. You think I'm
the one that actually came up with the name.
Good job.
Whatever.
Good job.
Desiree smirks and looks away.
You can turn your head all you want. I would love nothing but to knock one of these cameras into your head. I hope I don't see you anywhere in the streets.
Oh, that's really great. So now you're threatening me.
Yes.
I'm glad I have lots of witnesses.
Me too. And I definitely feel threatened too, because you have naked pictures of me, so.
We deleted them.
We didn't keep them. We deleted them.
Nobody kept your nudes.
Can we make sure that those are deleted?
You can check my.
Just for safety, just make sure she's good.
Delete anything you see of you. If it makes you feel better.
Justin takes Buddy's tablet and hands it to Cherie. She starts scrolling through the pictures.
Are those you?
Oh, yeah. I know my booty when I see it.
If you see you, take you out.
Wait.
Yeah, you,
so you did
don't
have,
have any.
The news that she said she didn't send
you
me?
You don't have
any. But why did you just lie and say you didn't have them and you had them in the hidden folder?
But you do.
Look, clearly there's hurt feelings here because you keep wanting to try to make her feel bad. And she's keep
like
saying things
to, take advantage
to be right,
that's
but okay,
I don't like it.
Right, but catfishing somebody and taking their nudes isn't the same as borrowing some money and ghosting somebody. I mean, what you did was kind of fucked up.
You have no idea you took from me.
Okay, and this is what you did to me.
Cherie rolls her eyes and leans back on the couch.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
all right, but this conversation unfortunately is not evolving into anything positive. We've cleared up the pictures issue. Which was something important for you.
Oh, that was the main cause.
Right. You know who you've been talking to. There's no more pieces of the story that we don't know.
No.
All right, so can we just agree that if the pictures are deleted, like, sure, she fucked you over, but you fucked her over. Can we just call it over?
Sure.
And that's that?
Sure, we can do that.
Cherie stares at Buddy angrily and then gives a thumbs up.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
I guess we'll head out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nate.
So good luck with everything.
Yes.
Nice meeting you as well. Good luck with everything. Yes, sir.
I shake Desiree's hand. Justin, Cherie, and I get back in the car.
I feel even if you did owe him money and you guys were friends,
I still don't feel like it should have went that far.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget all that. What did we learn? Be careful who you send your pictures to.
Yeah, no, at this point, nah, he's ruined the fun for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's the end of it for you? You're ready to leave it be?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cherie turns and stares out the window. She's obviously still very angry, and I don't blame her. I have no idea why there's such bad blood between her and Buddy, but that was a fucked up situation. And the fact that Desiree jumped in to help Buddy create the whole Avion persona and get nude pictures of Cherie is pretty awful. And Desiree just seemed to think it was all a joke. At least it's settled now and Cherie can move on. 2 months later, we check in with Cherie to see how she's doing.
What's up?
What up?
Hey.
Cherie's wearing a gray sweater. It looks like she's at work, sitting in front of a gray and white brick wall. She's wearing her big hoop earrings and a black choker around her neck. She looks happy.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Have you spoken to Buddy and Desiree?
Of course not.
Are you sad at all about how everything kind of panned out?
It does suck, because after having a friend for like 3 or 4 years and stuff like that, but it's really been like a weight lifted off of my shoulders. I feel like most of it is a manipulative type situation. And I had decided to stop being friends with him originally. So after what happened, it really just confirmed, yeah, dog, it's time to go.
And you got your news deleted.
That's right. That's right.
That's the main thing.
All right, Cherie.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Later.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everything been going?
Good.
Pretty good, actually.
Buddy and Desiree sit side by side in front of a wall covered with colorful paintings. Buddy's long dreadlocks hang over his chest. Desiree's hair is pulled back in a ponytail. They're both dressed in all black, which sets off Desiree's diamond B necklace.
No more Avion. You know, he's gone now. It was like, whew, okay, we're done now. So we can, you know, kind of get it off our chest, but we feel good about it.
But do you think now, having sort of seen how it all panned out, that like it was worth it for you guys?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if I could have done more, I would have. She knows what she did and she knows not to do that to me. Hopefully she won't do it to anybody.
Or others, right.
I don't know. I mean, just stop with like the weird manipulative, passive aggressive shit. Just like move on with your life. All three of you are better off with that whole situation behind you.
Right.
For sure.
I think best if you guys all just sort of move on.
Life lessons.
Life lessons, right.
All right, guys.
Alrighty.
God bless.
This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Jay Rothman. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our coordinating producer is Matt Gant. Tanja Thigpen is our managing producer. Our series producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once upon-